بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجده امامك. We are still in this chapter where we should develop the condition that we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that we realize that Allah Ta'ala is present in front of us, with us all the time. And the greatest opportunity to develop that is namaz itself. That in namaz we start with Allahu Akbar, we should realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and the greatness of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And we should constantly make our namazes with this conscience, then we will gain all the time the presence of Allah in our minds. 5 times a day we are called to namaz, and if we little bit pay attention to our namaz, we will have the conscience of Allah Ta'ala throughout the day, 24 hours. And this is a very important aspect in order to live our lives correctly, and in fact to enjoy our lives. Because the real enjoyment is only Allah Ta'ala. Whatever enjoyment there is in the world, it is from Allah. And if we get Allah Himself, then what enjoyment won't a person get? Love is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And if we get Allah and we get the love of Allah, beauty is the creation of Allah. And Allah is the creator of all beauty. If we get Allah, then what beauty won't we have got? So Allah has given us this opportunity, and in this chapter this is highlighted. So the hadith that we had read previously, a similar hadith comes in another kitab besides Tirmidhi, in which it is said, "Ihfazillah tajidhu amamak." Look after Allah, that is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Observe the deen of Allah, and in the deen of Allah, practically the greatest thing is our namaz. And it is, of course, Iman is the most important, and by Iman we should be understanding that Allah is with us all the time. And practically it is namaz. So if we do our namazes correctly, then we will observe all the rest of deen, and we will have looked after Allah, that is the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. If you do so, tajidhu amamak. You will find Allah Ta'ala is in front of you, Allah is with you all the time. And very fortunate is that person who has found the presence of Allah and who lives in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Just like a person might enjoy himself very greatly with his very beloved person, but Allah is the most beloved. And if we find Allah and we are with Allah, somebody might find enjoyment when he is in his business, he gets that great enjoyment. But all that is also the creation of Allah. So if we find Allah, what greater enjoyment? Somebody might enjoy himself in a resort, in a holiday. All that enjoyment is the creation of Allah. If we find Allah, then what enjoyment? So we should observe the commandments of Allah, make our iman, our namazes, and we will have found Allah Ta'ala. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. And always relate with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, be with Allah Ta'ala in the times of comfort and ease. Remember Allah Ta'ala in the times of comfort and ease, then Allah Ta'ala will remember you in your times of difficulty. When things are going smooth in our lives, let us not forget Allah. Let us remember Allah Ta'ala, then when difficult times come, Allah will remember us. So we should always be remembering Allah and be in constant, so to say, in touch with Allah Ta'ala. Then unfortunately, if some difficult and hard times come, Allah will be there to remember us. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَخْتَاكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. And know very well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at that time a young boy of 10 years, and giving him this, what we will say is too heavy for us. But for this young boy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching him and told him, understand well that whatever has missed you was never going to reach you. In other words, don't think that if I did this, this would have happened. Had I done that, that would have happened. What has not come to you was never meant for you. So be content with that. You will live a very contented life. But if you feel that had I done this, I told this person to do this, he didn't do it, now we have this problem, we have got that problem, then you will be always fighting with yourself, fighting with other people, you will have no peace. But if you accept it, this is what Allah meant for me, this was written for me, and this is what has come to me, then a person will be happy with that. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ. And whatever has missed you, that thing was never meant to come to you. Don't think that I lost out here. If it hasn't come to you, it was never meant for you. And understand well that taqdeer is written by Allah. And whatever is written in taqdeer, that is going to happen. So be content with that. You will find contentment with yourself, contentment with all those around you. You won't be fighting with yourself. You won't be fighting with anyone else. And least, you won't be fighting with Allah Ta'ala. You will accept and you will submit to Allah Ta'ala. Wa'alam. And also further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew his particular attention and said, An-Nasra ma'as sabri. That the help of Allah Ta'ala is when a person makes sabr. So a person, whenever any difficult conditions come, he must make sabr. Sabr is to observe the commandments of Allah. Don't discard the commands of Allah when conditions and halat and difficulties come on a person. Bear it patiently and you will see the help of Allah Ta'ala is there. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And remember also, there is always the opening with every difficulty. Whatever difficulty you got, don't think it's forever. There is an opening, and that opening will come. So you carry on with what you have to be doing correctly, and soon that opening will come. Whether it is a financial problem you have got, just do the things you have to do, don't do the wrong things. And you will see that Allah opens it up. You have got a fight with your wife and things are going wrong in the house, then also just do what you have to do. Fulfill the rights of the wife, of the other person. Observe the commands of Allah and you will see soon Allah will remove that. And Allah will give you a better condition than you had previously. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And with every difficulty there is ease. Whatever difficulty that comes upon you, there is definitely ease also. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Allah refers to one difficulty. For every one difficulty, there are many ways out from that difficulty. So all we have to do at all such times, observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, do what we have to do and Allah will sort out our problem. Unfortunately, we want to sort out the problem and in the process, we are not doing what Allah wants. We are missing our namazes. We are fighting with people. We are arguing with people. We will go and have court cases, etc. And we are not doing what we are supposed to do. And we go into bigger problems in that way. Whereas if we do what we have to do with Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah, Allah will remove that problems. These little conditions come where Allah brings them to test us. So we should not fail in those tests and go further away from Allah. We should pass those tests, do what we have to do, and Allah will sort out our problems. There are great, great lessons in here for all of us. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand it, to practice it, and get the goodness which Allah has meant for us in this dunya also, and then of course forever in the akhirat as well.